This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. In this edition, Dr. Davis gives us more info and scripture about the false prophet.
Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. So here we see much discussion about the false prophet. With the addition of the second beast, we have an unholy trinity that is created. If you remember, when Satan was cast down to the earth, he was cast out of heaven in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. We see a beast from the sea, who is the Antichrist, and now we see the beast from the earth, who is the false prophet. And like I said before, we see an unholy trinity that is created. The first person of the Holy Trinity is God the Father. The second person is God the Son. The third person is God the Spirit. But in the unholy trinity, we see the first person is Satan, the second person is the Antichrist, and the third person is the false prophet. Just as the true God exists as a trinity, so does the counterfeit God. The task of the false prophet is to point people to the Antichrist, just as the Holy Spirit points people toward Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 19, verse 20 links the Antichrist and the false prophet. So let me read Revelation chapter 19, verse 20, even though we haven't gotten to that yet. I think it's a key verse for us to understand. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive in the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Satan causes his false prophet to appear like a meek and gentle lamb, when in reality he has the heart of a destroyer. If you read Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, those who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. The Antichrist and the false prophet are paired significantly. The Antichrist's focus is politics, while the false prophet's latter emphasis is religion. In the tribulation, in the absence of true religion, a false religion will be necessary to solidify the political power of the Antichrist. Political power will marry itself to false religion to give itself a mark of acceptability. This really plays on the way we were created. In Ecclesiastes 3:11 says that he has set eternity in the hearts of man. Every man searches for ultimate truth. It is our search for transcendence. We are created to worship, to give God glory, but we will fill that vacuum with many other things. So ultimately, Satan will use religion and use our vulnerability to unite the world under the leadership of the Antichrist. So let's talk about the deeds of the false prophet and how it will happen. And we find that in verses 13 through 14 of chapter 13. He performs great signs, so that he even makes fire come down from heaven and on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. The false prophet will have the power to counterfeit the miracles of God, such as calling down fire from heaven.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.